will guard him and keep him. Who is him? You, meaning God, will guard him, meaning me, and keep me in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, come on, both it's breaking down what the mind is now, both its inclination and its character is stayed on you, God, because he, who is he? Me, commits himself to you, who God, leans on you, God, and hopes confidently in you, God. Let's go to Young's literal translation. Literal translation. Young's literal translation. You got that one? Okay, good. They gave me a thumbs up. Yes. Is that it? Literal LITV. You will keep in perfect peace the mind stayed on you, who? On you, God. For he trusts in you. That's really not the Young's. The Young says, an imagination supported, thou fortifieth peace. Okay, here it is. Yeah. An imagination supported, thou what? Fortifieth. What does fortify mean? Build up. A defense. Peace. Peace. For in thee it is confident. Hallelujah. The thoughts of the righteous. One more going to the Message Bible. These are one of those kind of iffy. You have to be careful what you read on the Message Bible. Because it's kind of written somebody's opinion. I heard Keith Moore talking about that. That's why you be careful of your translations you read. Because some are people's opinion and not the word. Come on, but anyway, people with their minds set on you, who is you? It should be a capital Y. God, you, God, keep completely steady on their feet. You're not a wild. No, you are steady on their feet because they keep at it and don't quit. The thoughts of the righteous. Philippians 4 and 8 says this. You can go to the KJV for this one. Should have my phone unlocked. Finally, you got it? Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, what's the next word? Think on these things. The thoughts of the righteous. I was listening to a message by Keith Moore. And during that message, he made a couple of statements that got me to reevaluate the way I think and why I think what I think. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, if you're thinking more about the thing God has promised you over his will for your life, then something is wrong. I'm gonna clarify that in a minute. And the other thing he said is that the Lord instructed him to prove by scripture that what he believes is correct. Did you get that? My point is, for example, Lord, I thank you. Me, I'm believing for a house. Lord, I thank for my house. Lord, I thank you. That's all I think about. But the correct thing is, Lord, who would you have me minister to today? What would you have me do today? Nothing wrong for thanking him for the house. But don't let that take precedent over his will. The thoughts of the righteous. Let me get to where I was. Are you thinking, Lord, thank you for blessing me with that job that was prophesied to me, or thank you for my wife or my husband that I seek, rather than thinking more along the lines of, Lord, who is it I need to witness to today? What encouraging word can I give my neighbor? Or simply, what would you have me to do today? If this is you, I encourage you to switch it around. It is what I believe, something I just heard somebody preach or ministering the gospel, really from the scripture, or something they believe is from the scripture. Check it out. When I get through ministering, go check it out. Is what I said the word? One of the things that I noticed some ministers start to do is start to give kind of how they see it happening. I ain't saying it's wrong, but is that according to the scripture for you? Did you take that in just because they said it? Are you thinking more on what you want and what you need rather than the needs of somebody else? The thoughts of the righteous. Can I show chapter and verse for what I believe? He said, break it down like that. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Where can I find that in the Bible? I believe that Jesus can heal. Where can I find that in the Bible? I believe that Jesus said, I am to be prosperous and that I'm an overcomer. I believe that. Where can I find that in the Bible? Do you see where I'm going? Do you understand? Nothing wrong with thinking good things. You're supposed to make positive confessions. You're supposed to tell yourself, self, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Where's that in the Bible? Of course, we all know where. Philippians 4:13. We know that one. Or are you just quoting a scripture or something you believe you heard a minister say, you heard a bishop say it, so you go to quoting it too? What if that scripture ain't for you? Every scripture in the Bible ain't for everybody in the room. You might take it and use it to share to somebody else, but it might not exactly apply to you. But you run around with it. Who all in here don't like dogs? Seriously, nothing wrong with it. You don't really care for dogs. Guess what? You wouldn't want to come to my house because I got two. That ain't for you. I wouldn't keep dogs in my house. I said that for a long time. Now I got two in my house. They going outside when I move, though. There's a particular reason why they're in the house. Somebody threw some raw meat in my backyard for my dog. And somebody else opened my gate and let another dog back there because they thought it was mine. I said, no, they got to come in the house. That's why I brought them in the house. So nobody quit messing with them. I don't have a big high privacy fence, you can see. So to keep them safe, my son don't have any brothers or sisters. He play with the dog. So I keep them in the house. That's just my reasoning. You might say that's stupid, but that's just my reasoning. you not me. That's all I can say. Praise God. But I'm thanking God for my huge house. So they can go outside when I'm not there. They ain't got to stay in the house all the time because, Lord Jesus, you got to clean up after all the time after them. Just like having a kid. I'm asleep. I try to ignore it. When I let them out, when I get home, I don't keep them in the kennel. They have a couch that they lay on, a little love seat, old love, put an old blanket over it, and they sleep on it. They stay on it. You knock on my door. You gonna know you knocked on my door. Cause Sydney finna go bananas. One lady did that and I opened the door and she was down the end of my driveway. I went over to Sydney. Good job, good job. Anyway, back to the point. Hallelujah. The thoughts of the righteous. Why do you believe what you believe? What are you thinking? What do you get up? What's the first thing to come to your mind in the morning? For me, I got to get up because I have to read. Thank God. I thank Pastor for entrusting me with that.